This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, February 4th, brought to you by Ed's Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Former ag leaders blast administration policies, proposed 45C guidance, and Florida screwworm case. A group of 27 former agriculture leaders and executives are warning of the widespread collapse of American agriculture and our rural communities absent swift action by Congress. The Trump administration's policies, quote, have caused tremendous harm to U.S. agriculture, they say, in a letter delivered to leaders of the House and the Senate Ag Committees. The letter was signed by past presidents and CEOs of the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, National Pork Producers Council, National Barley Growers Association, National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Grains Council, and the Renewable Fuels Association. Former leaders of the Illinois and Nebraska agriculture departments also signed the letter. Among the problems facing farmers, they listed increased farm input prices caused by tariffs, loss of export markets, and disruptions in the ag labor supply. They also cited, quote, massive cuts to USDA staffing and agricultural research funding and reductions in foreign aid and domestic food programs. What they want? Well, the group called on Congress to act immediately to exempt all farm inputs from tariffs, pass E15 legislation, renew trade promotion authority, complete review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, pass a new farm bill, and farm labor reform. American farmers are worrying more about their long-term prospects, according to the monthly Farm Economy Barometer conducted by Purdue University and the CME Group. Producers are especially pessimistic about the next 5 years, with the index measuring the five-year outlook dropping from 122 to 88. That's its lowest point since September 2024. More than half of corn and soybean producers surveyed say they will use their Farmer Bridge Assistance Program payments to pay down debt. Another quarter plan to increase their working capital. Other farmers will use their payments for family living expenses or for farm machinery. The Treasury Department has proposed long-awaited guidance on the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, known by its place in the IRS Code 45Z. Reductions to the 170-page proposal range from hopeful to calls for do-over. The National Oilseed Processors Association CEO Devin Mogler says the Trump administration needs to reinforce the proposal by finalizing proposed biofuel blending rules under the renewable fuel standard that move ahead with robust biofuel volumes and support for domestic feedstocks like soybeans. EPA proposal would cut the value of RFS biofuel credits, known as RINs, by 50% for fuels made with foreign raw materials like Chinese-used cooking oil. NOPA issued a joint statement with the American Soybean Association praising the Treasury Department's proposal, saying it would build domestic markets for U.S. soybeans. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says the 45Z plan would clear the path for farmers to start supplying the sustainable aviation fuel market. Being able to fuel commercial planes with fuel derived from corn would be important to the long-term economic viability of farming, the Ohio farmer says. NATSO, which represents truck stops and travel plazas, and Sigma, a fuel marketing trade group, and the National Association of Convenience Stores, says the 45Z proposal is, quote, a giant step backward for American biofuel policy. As Americans are navigating affordability challenges, now would be a great time to reinstate a tax policy that actually lowers the price consumers pay at the pump, said David Falkoff, Executive Vice President of Government Affairs for NATSO and Sigma. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. New World screwworm has been found in a horse at an import quarantine facility in Florida that during a routine USDA inspection, but the event does, quote, not constitute evidence of a U.S. outbreak. That according to Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. The horse was from Argentina and does not appear to be associated with the NWS outbreak in Mexico. That's according to a USDA release. Now, in a separate issue, the Texas Department of Agriculture said, to date, there remains no evidence of New World screwworm populations or local infestations anywhere in the United States. The detection demonstrates that our federal inspection system is working exactly as designed and is an additional biosecurity tool that will protect our livestock industry, Miller said. Take note, last week USDA announced it would shift its sterile fly dispersal efforts to Texas following recent cases that have appeared in northern Mexico. USDA Inspector General John Walk emphasized investigating fraud in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program at a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Investigating SNAP fraud is one of my office's highest priorities, Walk said, noting that about half of the office investigative cases are related to SNAP fraud and about 36% of IG investigators' time is spent on those cases. The hearing was occasionally contentious as Democrats pressed Walk on USDA's reorganization plans and whether he was involved in USDA's removal of the socially disadvantaged classification to receive program benefits. Walk told Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine that a lot has not been decided yet on the reorganization. It's almost like inspecting the hydraulics on the plane while we're already in the air, because it hasn't landed yet, he said. He added he was not involved in dropping the socially disadvantaged designation when he was serving as special advisor to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Pressing Walk for answers on reorganization, Pingree said, quote, most of your testimony and much of what you've been talking about is the SNAP benefits program. And while we don't see any fraud or abuse there, you are not IG of SNAP, you are IG of the USDA. President Donald Trump signed a funding measure yesterday that ended the partial government shutdown. The funding lapse started Saturday after Republicans and Democrats failed to reach an agreement on how to proceed with immigration enforcement policy. The legislative package included a stopgap funding bill for the Homeland Security Department. It expires February 13th. Here's today's final word. Congress needs to assert itself on behalf of farmers if we are to avoid a widespread collapse of American agriculture and our rural communities. That from the former ag leader's letter. That's Daybreak for this Wednesday, February 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.